Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are back in the studio here after road trip, after road trip, after road trip.
It's good to be back, man, you know? I mean, we always joked about how we need to mix in guests. Mm-hmm. And then we went on like a rampage of guests. And now I'm kind of missing the old setup, man. It's good to, I feel settled in.
Yeah. Our last episode here was with Dan from Around the Bend. So that went up. And then now... currently up is Mike from Goose Island.
Yeah.
And then also up probably since listening to this is the Solemn Oath interview at Still Life with Eric Hobbs and John Barley.
Yeah. I listened to the Mike Goose Island episode and the Around the Bend one. I really like both of those. Around the Bend, I thought was like really educational.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, just hearing how humble Mike is from Goose Island about how he's stepping into this pantheon of brewers that everyone knows in Chicago, you know, just kind of hearing the humility in his voice and his like hearing how excited he is to be there and like him literally calling it his dream job.
Yeah,
it's like really awesome. Cool to kind of capture some of that stuff, you know.
And we got to drink some Cubby Bear.
Some Cubby Blue, man.
Some Cubby Blue.
It's not exactly blue.
It's not blue.
It's not that great either.
No, it's not that great.
but he's got recipes from like 96.
Yeah, he said he could just go into the archives and pull up some fun stuff. So that's pretty cool. That was a great interview. So if you missed that one, go back on YouTube or Spotify or whatever and listen to that. Yeah. Solemn Oath interview. It's their 10-year anniversary this year. So chatting with them, hearing, you know, past plans, future plans. We got a little insight to what Hidden Hands is and why they are doing that. So, and just it's basically to get you fresh IPAs.
Right. I mean, you know, just cut the bullshit and you know, make beer and then have beer on at accounts.
Yeah.
The next day after it's made.
Right.
So good for them. And I tell you something, man. And we were saying this on the interview. A lot of crews don't make it to 10 years. So their ability to just kind of morph into these different lanes and not be the same crew they were when they started is, you know, smart. And, you know, you got to bet on yourself. But it's also, you know, strategic. And it's really cool to see when it works,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they've, you know, the whole nother swim lane with the City Water stuff and the Hidden Hand stuff. And then, you know, the beers that they're selling now aren't the beers they started with.
Right. And they're bringing some of those back for, like, the 10-year anniversary. But... you know, the market has changed, taste buds have changed, so.
You got to evolve, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. You got to evolve or you don't make it to 10, probably. So that was, you know, it's been a wild ride, man.
All right.
You know?
And then we recently went up to Black Lung, which is probably going to come up out after this episode. Mm-hmm. So we drove out to, I don't know, one of the lakes, Round Lake. Round Lake Beach.
Round Lake Point. Round Lake Heights.
Round Lake. Yeah, where are they at? Is it Round Lake?
It's either Round Lake or Round Lake Beach. You know, I got to be honest with you guys. I didn't think we were doing this trip at all. You know, when we, you know, we saw it on the schedule, it called for like a 5 p.m. slot on a Friday. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go. But not thinking Brad was actually going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, I look across the street. I see Brad rolling down the street, heading north. I hop in. We stop at a brewery.
We like drove. We literally drove about a block. I was like, "Isn't Sketchbook right here?"
You know.
And you're like, "Oh yeah." And then we sort of like looked at. Should we stop? Should we go in? No, we can't. We gotta drive like 5 hours to not really, but
3-day horseback trip here.
Yeah. But we stopped in the sketchbook. We found a dime and a quarter in the car to pay for the meter, and we had 17 minutes. And so we went into sketchbook then and got small pours, not like tasters, but whatever that like half size is. I think it's 0.3 liters. And we're like, we got 17 minutes. We had a beer, took a picture, and we left.
And that was it. It saved us like 30 minutes on our commute too.
It did. We like waited out traffic just a little bit.
Yeah. I got the, I want to say it was pink sweater. So it was a rice lager.
Okay. I don't even remember what I got. I got whatever a low ABV beer was. Because I was like, well, we got 17 minutes. I'm going to chug this and get in the car.
At the original sketchbook. So we recorded at sketchbook once. So we drank our beers because Brad was looking for his community brewing. What is it? Like contribution or membership. You're looking for that on the wall. But it was on the section of the tap room that wasn't open when we interviewed those guys.
Right, but the other original like little stave is on the other wall.
Okay.
Still, so this is like the tap room people, gotcha. Which I didn't technically invest in, but I was there for the party.
Yeah.
So we had a beer at Sketchbook, and then we drove up to Black Lung Brewing and talked to Josh up there, and he didn't think we were gonna make it.
You know,
he had little faith.
He told us he saw Brad post at Sketchbook, so he went home.
It's like, these guys aren't coming. No way. I would agree with him. I would be like, I would also have thought that.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing. Yeah, but, you know, so he put all his clothes back on and came back up. Came back to Black Lung and met us, you know. Black Lung is a hang, you know.
It's in a strip mall. Yeah. There is a dentist next door. There's like a pizza Italian sub place.
I want to say there's a cakery.
Yeah, right? There's a dojo.
Dojo, yeah.
And then they have basically the corner, so they can do parties, kind of parking lot parties, and almost be as loud as they want because they're at the end there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they party.
And it's right off of main road, so a lot of folks get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty smart setup there. So he was saying he used to brew a Zoom beer, which is in Waukegan.
Right.
And that's when he was focused on packaging. Now that he's got his own place, he really wants to be more of a hub, more of a destination, gathering place for folks in the Round Lake area.
Yeah.
They do live music just about every week. I think he's got a few seltzers on. What we're drinking today is a beer that I think he said ended up in a magazine for him. It's a hazy double IPA called Galaxy 503.
Yeah, this was on like a list of, I don't know, great hazy IPAs, so people come in for it. And it's pretty tasty. I know he entered it in the World Beer Cup, which is happening, you know, like tomorrow.
It's tonight. Yeah, I wonder if there are any things firing off.
Oh, so this could have already won an award, maybe. We don't know. This was entered in there. So we probably should have been talking about that. The live stream.
CBC 2022 up in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're recording this on Thursday, the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. And yeah, but this Galaxy 503, it's pretty tasty. I think it's around 7%. Yeah, 7.5. And it was freshly brewed that day we went up there. So we were ready to try it. We walked in. Listen to that episode. It'll go up after this, but we walked in. And basically set up a table and got recording like right away. It was sort of a whirlwind.
We had to start before the band came in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a two-man band happening that night. I tell you, man, you know, it's a good vibe in there, you know?
Yeah, then like we got some Jamaican food from the Jamaican truck.
Yeah, we got that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just send you away with some brownies if you want, or was it cookies?
It was a cookie.
Yeah, it was cookies if you want. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I think this beer, it looks really good. We both said it looks good, but I'm sorry, it tastes good, but we wish it looked as good as it tastes, right? Because it's like, you know, it's a hazy, but you know, head kind of dissipates pretty quickly. And I think that's the only thing missing from the formula here,
mm-hmm.
is that it doesn't look as good as it tastes.
Yeah, and that vanilla, I can see it turning some people off. But it's kind of a nice different take on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was cool. I think three beers came out that night. One was a Mexican lager, Pancho and Lefty. Mm-hmm. And then the other was, I think it was a Imperial Stout with a little rye.
Okay.
Yeah. A rye and coffee.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So a coffee stout, which was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I left understanding that, you know, they're all about like music and family up right. in that joint. You know, I think the wife helps him name a bunch of this stuff. And yeah. And they're just all about just kind of gathering and partying up there.
Yeah, it was a cool hang. Then we decided to leave there, and our beer that we brewed at with Emmett's was on tap at the Palatine Emmett's.
One of three Emmett's locations.
Yeah, so it was only on tap there currently that night. I'm not sure where it is in the current state. But we were like, okay, it's basically straight west.
Yeah.
Right? Would that be west? Or straight?
Southwest.
Yeah, straight south. It was, basically straight south.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's about a 45-minute drive. Let's do this. But we should make a stop in between this. We were recommended to go to Round Lake Beach, or not Round Lake Beach, Roaring Table.
Yeah.
We also had kicked around the idea of going to Light the Lamp, but we had eaten jerk chicken, and I really want to go to Light the Lamp for the burger, even though the beer is good, but that burger is enticing me. Yeah. So instead, we decided to hit up Tight Head, yeah. which I hadn't been to or necessarily thought of in a little while.
Same. I haven't been a Tight Head in maybe at least 6 years, mm-hmm. right? Space is, I feel like they've doubled their space, and they've got a huge marquee outside, and then also huge outdoor seating. None of that stuff was there last time I was
no.
there.
No.
Good looking spot. I got the Irish Red on cask, the Scarlet Fire.
Okay.
Your 2018 GABF gold medalist Scarlet Fire. I didn't know that. I just wanted a Scarlet Fire. I like the name.
Yeah, and I went with Chili Willy, also a...
Oh, the Pale.
Pale. It was also award-winning beer.
Yeah. So we see a theme here with live music on Friday nights.
Yeah, they had live music going. Yeah. Different kind of crowd. I don't know how... they were just both different. It was like the same things were happening, but it was like a different group of people at Black Lung and a different group of people at Tight Head.
Yeah. So Black Lung is in Round Lake Beach, and then Tight Head is in Mundelein,
yeah.
Yeah. So a little further south.
Yeah. So then we rolled out a Tight Head, and I plugged in the Palatine spot into the maps, and they're like, this location might be closed by the time you get there. I'm like,
MapQuest.
Oh, yeah. I MapQuested it, and it was like, oh, it might be closed. I was like, what? I thought it closed at 10 o'clock. No, everything since COVID closes so early.
So we missed our shot.
So we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop us from making another stop.
No. Onward.
Yeah.
Brad.
We had to get back to the city.
Yeah.
And there's no better place to stop when you're heading back to the city than Evanston.
I mean, there's like four breweries in Evanston now, right?
Yeah. So we went to Double Clutch.
Oh, shit. So we started drinking in Evanston, and then we close out.
Yeah.
In Evanston.
Full circle.
Yeah.
We hit up 50% of the Evanston breweries that day. Nick tried to get me to go to Temperance also that day.
And I was that's like, right, because we passed Temperance on our way to...
We can't make two stops in the same town before we leave.
He would definitely have stayed wherever he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing whatever he was doing.
Yeah. That would have been bad. So we hit up 50% of the Sketchbook breweries. Or not Sketchbook, Evanston breweries.
So we're at Double Clutch just in time for like... Final call, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, Double Clutch is a lager brewery, but they got some wines on draft, and then I want to say they had a hazy on too, right?
Possibly.
Do you remember seeing that?
I got the Kolsch.
You got the Kolsch. I think I just got the. I think I just got the lager.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at that point, they were basically kind of kicking us out. They were shutting down, and we were done.
Yeah, Double Clutch, another place that does live music. I noticed that they do like a Jimi Hendrix cover band. They're doing like a Women in Blues event for like Mother's Day.
Oh, cool.
I actually might have to go check that out. Yeah. Because my mom's like, you know. She's like, just
send. Said, if you're listening, Nick said no words.
My mom's just like, just send me a gift. I'm just like, Hey, it's your world. I mean, it's literally Mother's Day, so whatever you want. Like, if I'm not going to Mom's, I guess I'll just go to fucking Double Clutch.
You know? All right. Thank God.
Just send me a gift. Oh, man. But, yeah. But I tell you, man, we were hanging out at fucking Black Lung, and this band was playing shit that we all knew. I think they were playing some Tom Petty shit. And
some
I was just
Taylor
like,
Swift.
Yeah. And I'm just like, man. This feels right, man. You know, live music, man. There's nothing beats live music. So, and that was the theme at all these places. Even though we didn't hear it at Double Clutch, you know, just seeing the schedule, I'm like, man, breweries have figured this shit out. Live music, get you some food trucks or sell some food and let's fucking go.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been our, I guess, general adventure interviews the past week. But you've been making some other stops too.
Well, you know,
you did make it to Palatine to try the Chicago Beer Pass Black IPA,
the largest of the three Emmets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So went up to Palatine the next day and, yeah, I just wanted to get to the bottom of this, Brad, you know, cause
all why'd right, you close at 9 o'clock when we were coming?
You know, the quite yeast, you know, we've been waiting on this beer for like fucking 6 weeks, Brad. Right. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this beer?
Beer takes time, man.
So, you know, Brewmaster Brent said, hey, it's on at Palatine. So I'm like, fuck it, we're going. So we get up, you know, we do not eat breakfast. We roll to fucking Palatine to try the beer. And, you know, you get there, and it's the unofficial launch of the beer. Emmett's has, like, a very specific, like, type font for their board for all their beers. And this one was just kind of written in with, you know, chalk, you know. So it was just okay. Kind of like a soft launch, if you will.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Dry hopped. Dark ale, 6.4%.
That's what they called it.
Yeah, so you know, got a couple rounds.
All right.
You know, tried it. It looks great. Head retention is great. Color's great. You know, roastiness when you smell it. You know, you get it. It's got the nice dark hue. Mm-hmm. And then when you drink it, you're just like, okay, well, where's the hops? I just need more hops.
It needed a little more.
I think it just needed a little more hops.
A little oomph.
Yeah. So for it is for what it is, it's good. You know, 6.4%. Well, is it a? You can't call it a pale ale at 6.4. I think that's the issue.
Well, it's also not the color.
It's also yeah. It's also not the color. Yeah, it's a. But I think dark ale is more dark ale than IPA.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is I think it ended up at like 60 IBUs. So I think we put Cascade and Warrior in it. Or correct. Was it Amarillo and Warrior?
Oh, Amarillo and Warrior.
Amarillo and Warrior. Yeah. So it was, you know, order some pretzel bites, and it paired well with that.
Okay.
So, you know.
No, I got to try it. If I go to Palatine or find out it's at the other locations, maybe I'll go to the Downers Grove one. Unsure, but I need to try it too.
I think we need to get back out there, Brad.
We gotta
whenever you want to go, Brad. Whenever you go, I want to go.
Okay.
Let's go out there and check it out.
And we gotta.
And we bring our stickers. I need to bring my stickers.
And we gotta interview Brewmaster and talk about doing the next version.
Call it Add More Hops.
Add More Hops.
That's gonna be the next beer. Add more fucking hops. Yeah.
But maybe I'll try it and be like, this is hoppy enough. You were off that day.
You were wrong, Dick.
Did you make any other stops while you were in Palatine then?
Cheers to Roaring Table.
Okay.
Went up there. It's only 6 miles away. Mm. Yeah. Roaring Table, the guy was actually there, and the guy knew Shalonda.
Oh, funny.
So then we got to drinking, and I asked him about it. He's got this fooder program. I'm like, where'd you get this fooder from? He's like, I got it from St. Louis. I'm like, was it like an old wine fooder? He's like, no, they make it for you. And you can decide, you know, how toasty you want it.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, hey, I wanted a medium toast because I didn't really want, I wanted more of a neutral oak. And the fooder, they use it as a kind of a Solera system where, like, they put a Saison base in there and then they inoculate it. So the advantage of the fooder is that you can basically have a sour program in your regular clean brewery, mm-hmm. but all your sour beers are going through this fooder.
Interesting.
So
okay.
He's like, yeah, you know, we make these sour beers. And then, or wild ales, and then we, you know, we drain off like a fourth of it, and then we add fresh saison in it, you know, and that's kind of like a daisy chain kind of thing that they do. Yeah, They had a golden ale on cask. That was pretty good. And then their IPA had a different tap handle because it ended up in a magazine for some award, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Really cool spot. His wife is a graphic designer, and his wife actually designed the layout of the place for him.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah. So you're starting to see a theme there. I was telling him that. I'm like, you know, Black Lung talks about how instrumental his wife was. Shit, Honker's Ale was named by John Hall's wife, you know, mm-hmm. and then and this guy's wife, the Roaring Table guy, designed the whole spot.
Yeah.
You know, so running theme there.
Nice.
So that was a cool spot. You know, I had been once with Jacobson, but it was a romp of like five stops, so I have no idea what the fuck happened by the time I got to Roaring Table.
All right, fair enough. And then you did another stop too, you said, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Cheers to Algonquin. So, Scorched Earth. On the way back down, stopped at Scorched Earth. I had their black IPA.
Okay.
Squid Ink. Bigger and hoppier. There was a hop bitterness as opposed to a roastiness. Like, where ours has more of a roastiness on the finish, theirs had a hot bitterness on the finish. It was a little higher ABV too, like 7%.
Okay.
But, you know, I just wanted to just take it for a spin since we just had it, since we just made a black IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Makes sense. Nice, all right.
Yeah. So, you know, a little Sunday fun day in the burbs, man.
That's awesome. You know? Let's see. Man, did we hit up anything else? Did I hit up anything else and miss this? Goose, Black Lung. Man, no, I don't think so. I may go out to Ike and Oak.
Oh, right on. That's out Woodridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do that. But that'll be on the next episode. So, other than that, I don't think any of it. Yeah, I think that's all of our stops, all of our adventures. It's like we said at the start of the show, it's been a wild ride lately. We have that Black Lung episode coming out after this, and then we're going to try to schedule a few more episodes, see where we go from there, get some other folks on.
Right on.
Touch base on what else has happened, especially if someone wins, if an Illinois brewery wins here at
The
World Beer Cup.
Tap here for a complete list of winners. You want to do this right now, Brett? I got to log into the loose keys.
Well, if we can quickly do just Illinois, we don't need it's that list is kind of hard. I think you can select just the state, right?
Yeah, you can. All the winners are here, so it's done.
Okay, so if Nick's gonna select all the state or not all the states, Illinois, and we'll see what happens.
More than 10,000 entries from 57 countries. Oh man, this is exciting, Brad.
This is like breaking news, unplanned. Otherwise, we were going to be talking about this in like over a week. So it would be old news, and everyone would have already heard about it and broke it all down.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a quick scan for Illinois brewers. How's that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't care. We don't care about anyone else.
Right. I mean, like, if we got time to kill, then we just talk about, like, you know, the Great Lakes in general. But, yeah, I'm doing a quick scan, Brad. All I see is the closest one I see is Indianapolis Sun King. We took gold for something wood barrel aged, but we're talking Illinois here.
So you're just scrolling down? They don't have a selection?
No, it's just a PDF.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so it's not like JBF.
Okay. Who won the hazy category? Let's go there.
All right, you want to go hazy? Okay. Let's go hazy. Vienna Lager. Damn, you would put me on the spot, wouldn't you, with the fucking hazy?
I'm sure if you went on Porch Drinking's Twitter, they've probably tagged and mentioned all the Illinois breweries that have won.
Man, I'm thinking we're getting a swing and a miss here, Brad. On
Whoa, you think Illinois came up weak sauce this time?
Brad, I'm saying, I'm looking, man. I don't know, Brad.
Whoa. We put him on the spot, so maybe he's just missing these.
Oh, Juicy Hazy. Here we go. Gold is Rubens Brews, the tap room in Seattle, Washington.
Rubens Brews makes some really good beer.
Yeah, they have a beer called Hazelicious. The silver was Baby Azaka. That's 33 Brewing Experiment in Vancouver, Canada. And then the bronze was Haze in the Park by Kings and Convicts in San Diego. Yeah. So that was your that there's your juice.
That's technically Chicago brewery there, right?
That's hilarious. So that was for Hazy or Juicy Pale. All right, so Hazy or Juicy IPA, you ready?
Okay.
Rhymes Like Dimes, that's Zool Beer in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's the gold.
Okay.
The silver is Blue Comet, Widowmaker Brewing in Braintree, Massachusetts. And then the bronze is Tasty Jams, Bricks City Brewing in Little Ferry, New Jersey.
Damn.
Brad, I'm not going to lie to you, man. Now, this is just a quick scan, but...
Illinois is not doing well.
Brad.
I say jump on porch drinking. Zoller was probably tweeting any winners and probably have mentioned any Illinois breweries that have won.
Looks like goose eggs, man.
None? You're saying none.
I'm saying none, man. I'm looking right at it. This is rough. A lot of Texas, a lot of Cali. And the only one I saw was Indiana and Iowa.
Yeah. All right. Check their Twitter. Check their Twitter.
Okay.
Whew. All right. A miss in the juicy, hazy category for Illinois, for Chicago this year after multiple years of winning this. And we would have thought one of the reigning champs might have picked it up. But no.
Oh, here we go. Roaring Table. Classic Saison. They took a bronze. For Beth. Yeah, so Roaring Table's on the board.
Okay.
Look at that.
So there's something.
Yeah.
One. One Illinois? I don't believe it. There's more.
I'm trying to tell you, Brent. Okay.
But you didn't have the Saison when you were there. Did they even have it?
No. But the Saison is the base for the sour program.
Oh, okay.
That's what they talked about. But no, I think I had... I had a Baltic Porter, collab with Microphone. Had the IPA, the one that won in some magazine. And then I had the Golden Ale on cask. And then I tried the Rausch beer. I think that was it.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as Nick checks the list some more, we want to mention Beer Under Glass happening next week, actually. May 13th.
Last Porch Drinking Post was one day ago, so no.
One day? They didn't even tweet anything today?
Not today, no.
Ouch. So, yeah. They didn't even tweet the Roaring Table one?
But, you know.
Maybe Zoller's baby was born.
That's what I'm saying. He's got the baby on the way.
Yeah, but he's got, they already got the team. They got the Chicago team.
Oh, yeah. Do they?
But, yeah, Beer Under Glass, May 13th. Right, May 13th, Illinois Craft Beer Week kicks off.
Yes.
And that's going to be at Union Station.
Yeah.
There should still be tickets available. I don't think it's sold out. I really think it's kind of flying on the radar. Also, the weather sucks, so who wants to go to stuff? You want to go to things, but you can't. You, like, physically cannot, because it won't stop raining.
It's raining right now.
Yeah.
It's fucked bullshit.
I just want to do things.
I was supposed to go to Cub Sox.
Oh, tonight? Tuesday. Oh, and it was raining?
I didn't go.
Oh, that was like a really bad rain.
I'm like, fuck that. Yeah. It's football weather. What am I going to do? And Wrigley, super fucking snug with all these assholes?
Yeah. Have a blanket on. Watching baseball.
Hard pass. Right. Yeah. So fuck it. No, it's too cold. And I really wanted to go. But no, I couldn't do it.
Damn. But Beer Under Glass, being at Union Station, it's all inside this year. So even if it is oddly cold, even though I think next week finally warms up.
Yeah.
So get your tickets for that. And the official, unofficial after party will be at Disagreearts.
This is true.
Which we'll probably hop the train and go to, right?
I mean, come on. It's the after party. After the show, it's the after party.
So we'll probably do that. You hop on the Green Line and just head down there.
We're getting a cab or something?
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. There's a cab.
We're probably getting a cab.
I guess. I don't know. I might have a bike.
Oh, yeah. You're going to bike it?
I don't know.
If it's nice, I'll bike. Oh, am I biking it, though? I'm not biking it. I'm getting a cab.
This is a day of call for me if I'm biking it or not.
Okay. Yeah. Because if it's 40 and rainy, then no.
No.
But if it's 70.
Right.
Yeah.
But right. It's a long ride from up here in Irving Park, downtown.
Yeah, that's true. There's no easy way there.
And last time I biked to Haymarket from here, I got a flat tire. So then my bike was, I was stuck.
Yeah. And getting there is one thing, but then you got to get there and get back.
Right.
Like.
After an after party?
I would get, I could ride a bike downtown. I'm for sure not riding downtown and back. For sure. No way.
So we'll see what happens, but we'll see you at Beer Under Glass if you're going to be there. And any other events or anything you saw happening that we should mention?
Man, Brad, I think that's it, bud.
All right. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, so hopefully you've been enjoying all the interviews, all the guests we've been having. We'll try to continue that so it's not just us rambling on and on, trying to look at what Twitter's telling us on the awards. But that's going to do it for this episode. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch? Well, we're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All the episodes get posted on ChicagoBeerPass.com. And we'll be back with another episode soon. Take care.
Cheers.